She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Andrea Donsky. Lisa Davis is off today. If you visited NaturallySavvy.com in the past year, you'd see we are very passionate about the chemicals found in personal care products for women. We even have an active petition asking Procter & Gamble to disclose the ingredients of their tampons and pads because they don't have to by law. So crazy. Today I'm joined by Stacey Lyon, founder and CEO of Healthy Hoo-Hoo, to talk about some of these issues. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio, Stacey.
Hi, Andrea. Thank you for having me.
So tell me a little bit about Healthy Hoo-Hoo, how the company came about and what exactly you guys do.
Well, it's a passionate, I would say, typical woman who wants to make all her friends happy and fix everything, but it really started out of that. I had actually two roommates from college who both had breast cancer, and the one had a double breast mastectomy, and after, you know, all of her medical appointments, everything, we were talking. We had one of those kind of girlfriend conversations where it's like, so, you know, what are you doing different? You know, what have you learned through, you know, through this process? And she was giggling that, you know, she's changed out all of her products and was using products that were free of parabens. And we had this conversation, I think this was now almost 4 years ago. I'd never heard of the word paraben. And I'm like, well, what's up with that? She goes, well, they actually found some of it in my cancer tissue biopsy. So I'm now buying all of my health and beauty care products without it. And she kind of joked that the only thing she hadn't found was a feminine wash. And so I kind of tucked that away. And subsequently, I had a couple more conversations, and the last one was with my OBGYN. And she was just talking about the increase in incidences of vaginosis and vaginitis that she had been seeing because of our modern-day cleansing habits and over-cleansing and using too many products. And that's when I had my light bulb moment and created my line.
So I need to ask, how did you come up with the name Healthy Hoo-Hoo? I think it's hysterical and great, but I'd love to know how you came up with it.
Well, I have a group of gals, and when I was talking about this part of the body, it was amazing to watch their response. These were bright, educated women. You know, one girl is even in the medical field, and to watch the disdain, you know, for any V word, whether it's vulva or vagina, was really surprising to me. So I'm like, okay, what can we call it that's fun, that kind of removes the taboo from the subject, because this is such, you know, an important part of our body. It's an opening to our body. It's a very absorbent part of our body. We really need to be talking about this part of our body. So we had this kind of round table discussion. I think there were about 20 of us, and hoo-hoo came up, and everyone loved it and seemed to open up, and they were able to now talk about this part of the body. So we used it in the name, and the major reason is just to make it, you know, available for women to talk about.
You know, it's so interesting that you say that, because it's so true. I find we have a petition. We're asking Procter & Gamble to disclose their ingredients of their feminine hygiene products. And it's funny how people react when we're talking about the area down there. And some people tune out. Some people are like really for it. And the interesting part to me, and I don't know if you've come across this too, is a lot of men are very interested in it. And they don't tune out as much, because I feel that they feel this responsibility towards women, their mothers, their sisters, their daughters, their whatever it is, any woman in their life. And I find that they're a really good target to speak to as well, because they have this sense of responsibility.
Oh, sure. It's this is not just a women's issue. This is, you know, a human issue.
You know, it absolutely is. So tell me a little bit about the ingredients in your product. So do you have full disclosure labeling, and, you know, a little bit about that? Because I find not a lot of companies, but according to the law, those bigger companies, the conventional companies, don't have to disclose their ingredients. So talk to me a little bit about that.
Yeah, and it's been, you know, I'm new to this. I started this line out of passion, and so I've been approaching, you know, this whole business structure is going into to create a product that I can give, you know, to my girlfriends, my mother, my sister, that's going to, you know, provide an alternative to just water. And I'll be very straightforward to all the women out there. Water is the best thing to use to wash your vulva or your vagina. And I'm going to separate those two words very clearly because they're both very different tissues. They both need to be cleansed very differently. But if you want to use something more than water, you know, I was trying to create a really safe product that was, you know, acceptable on all fronts. And so it was quite a study of ingredients, working with both a naturopathic, an OBGYN, and a natural formulation chemist to come up with the formulation. But fragrance. You know, I see so many feminine care products out there, whether it's tampons, pads, sprays, and I'm not going to use the word laden because I heard the last conversation, but they've got fragrance. And unfortunately, fragrance is an unregulated word, ingredient, and it can be comprised of hundreds of different chemicals to create that fragrance. And so obviously we started right away with fragrance-free ingredient list. And then also working with the OBGYNs, a lot of the essential oils were damaging or caused allergic reactions to the sensitive tissues. So we tried to, you know, really stay away from anything that was going to cause any kind of a dermatological or a vaginal reaction.
You know, from what I understand in the research that we've done, the word fragrance has been linked to issues like cancer. And it reminds me of artificial flavors, because I focus a lot on food at Naturally Savvy, and artificial flavors is one of the scary seven ingredients. So it's a blanket term that companies can hide proprietary formulas within it, and that's what fragrance reminds me of. So it's great to hear that your product is fragrance-free, because that is one of the scary ingredients in personal care products. Tell me a little bit about exactly, so is this product, so it's healthy hoo-hoo to be used in, you know, when you're traveling, you know, obviously, just give me a little bit about the purposes, I guess, for the product.
Well, again, I just go back to, you know, I'm super athletic. I live in the mountains. I'm getting dirty. I'm hiking. And there's times when I want to wash with more than water. This may be too much information, but yeah, there's times where you just want a little something more. I created something that I felt comfortable using on my own body that provided just that purpose. Again, on a daily basis, water is what we should be using. So there are products that you use in your daily routine in the shower, and then there's a product, a white product that you can take when you're traveling. And I'll tell a quick story, Andrea, about the reason I created those wipes is I had a trip in Nepal. I was hiking in the Himalayas, and for the very first time in life, I had grabbed some mass market wipes, and I had taken them with me thinking, oh, this is great, because you go a long time without showering and thinking, well, you know, if I can stay clean down there, I can go a good week and a half without a shower. Well, my body reacted immediately to these wipes. And it wasn't so comfortable for a couple of days trekking in the Himalayas. Nothing like, you know, having something like that put a damper on your adventure. So that always was in the back of my mind. So after I created the shower products, I immediately went into production with a travel wipe that you can use that, again, is mild and doesn't have the harsh chemicals.
Just really quickly, we have about 20 seconds left. Do you plan on extending your line to include other feminine hygiene products?
Yes, I am. I'm working on a couple things right now. I get a lot of feedback from women, and I love it so much that they give me feedback. Oh, could you create this? You know, I use this product and I love it. Could you create this? Could you create that? I think it was a younger gal from Seattle email me saying I could create a wash with a spermicide. I thought that was cute. But before I go, Andrea, there's a website I want to call out. It's called womensvoices.org. So all of the chemicals that you're talking about are listed very clearly on their website. So if anyone has concerns about what's in their products, this is a good go-to site to check that list.
Thank you, Stacey. Thank you for being on the show today. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Thanks for listening. Stay well.